Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Boom. And there it is. Wireless on the most reliable network nationwide.
That's cool. But with my wireless, I get unlimited for just $30.
Impressive. But does yours have 5G included?
Of course. And my wireless saves me $400 a year.
That's because you all have Xfinity Mobile with your internet. It's wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself.
$30 per line per month. Taxes and fees extra. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity internet required. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabits of usage per line. Most reliable based on RootMetrics U.S. report. Results vary. Not an endorsement.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, the JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
That's right, baby. Ooh.
Oh,
episode 189.
It's really good.
JB and Benny Blue Review. We back.
It was really good. It was really good.
We're going to find out. Trust me.
What's really good?
You know, let me know. Shout the camera. Let me know.
Yeah. Oh, fly, let me know.
It was a dope video. Dr. Bridges off that tequila, that Corona, looking good. How you feeling? So you're looking good, but how you feeling?
Man, I feel amazing, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 41 years old. And that's right. If y'all didn't know, I was 41 years old. That, man, I feel like I have complete control of my life and my fitness and all that shit. Like, so, I feel amazing, Benny. Like, I don't know how else to say it, man. It's like, it's dumb. It's weird for me to say what I'm saying, but, like, I'm 41 years old, bro, and I feel amazing, man.
No, it's the best thing.
I want everybody to feel the way I fucking feel. Mm. I don't know how to say it.
Mm.
You dig?
That's a beautiful thing. And everybody should strive for that. You know, because listen, man, we need to start normalizing peaking at the right time, right? Everybody talks about, oh, the glory days and all this other shit that they did. No, man, we want to continuously evolve and get better, and that's what this man is doing. You see our posts, you see our stories. Relentless in the gym, relentless personal growth. You know what I mean? It is a very beautiful thing to watch. So.
True.
I'm very proud of you, man, because that's how you should feel. We shouldn't feel, oh, I'm in my 40s. We joke about this. Wash JB jokes about this. The Wash Gang.
40s.
Hey, no. Ain't talking about no wash. We talk about not fucking around in the streets.
Hey, shout out to our girl Aisha Deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she's been defeated for the last couple weeks. Hey, Aisha Deal, you are a beautiful woman. All right, it don't matter if we 40 or not. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, handle that shit, boo.
Yep.
Handle that shit, all right? You listen to the JB and Benny Blue Review, you know what I'm saying? So if you have never listened to us, you can be our sponsor, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Holler at you, got questions, concerns, comments, hit us up at jbandbennybluereview.com, at gmail.com, jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. Yeah, that's the one, you know what I'm saying? And let us know what's going on, bro. But if you have listened to us, we appreciate you. You can hit us on all major streaming sites, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that shit, at JB and Benny Blue. Like, subscribe, 5-star review.
Yes,
all
please.
That shit. We need that, all
yes,
right?
Please.
But if you got questions, yes, comments, concerns, man, hit us up, man. Holler at us, bro. Like, we are not prudes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We need
please.
You.
Please, get at us.
We need you.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody tapping in, of course, as you can see right here on the screen. This is where you can find us, man. This live stream, you know, we love doing it because people will fall in, fall out, dropping their questions, comments, all that fun shit. But you can always catch this after the fact in podcast form. You know what I mean? We're never going to let you down in that department. Of course, make sure to follow us on social media. You know what I'm saying? You can see the live stream right there. Pow, Facebook, Twitter, and of course, IG, of course, at JB and Benny Blue. Check out the website, man. We always have the players right there. So you can hop on our website, check out the past episodes, and of course, check out the merch. We're going to be running the drop for the Bird Gang all day. You're going to see us promoting that here. And yeah, bro, it's going to be good. So we appreciate you guys falling in and all, everything of that nature. JB, we got some good shit. We got some good shit coming up. All right. We got some good shit coming up. We're going to be talking about preseason week two. We're going to be talking about, fight. We got a movie trailer reaction by request, JB. We got requested to do a movie trailer reaction.
I heard that.
So I'm looking forward to that. But before we get into that, oh buddy, we're bringing back a segment that we haven't done in a long time because your boy Dr. Blue. Ooh wee, I got time today. God damn it,
he's got time,
JB. You know we've been getting a lot of love on our YouTube channel. And every day I see we get new subscribers, we get comments, the fruits of our labor are finally starting to grow out of the ground. Finally, right. 189 episodes. And not that we haven't had success, we definitely have, but you know what I mean. We put in a lot of work. Now sure. It's finally growing. Sure. But sometimes when you get a lot of love, you got to expect the hate as well, because we all know hate is just dislike in disguised in the form of love. We understand
it's flattery,
that. You really love
it's
us.
It's flattery. You know what I'm saying?
Hate us.
Hate is one of the purest forms of flattery, bro.
Yes. So anyway, this weekend, I'm waking up. I'm on the toilet, as you do. And I pull up my phone, pull up my mobile device. I get the notifications on our channel. And I see some person has commented on three different videos of ours. And let's just say they weren't glowing comments. In fact, they were borderline. They're actually not even borderline. They were kind of racist, and to the point where, you know, like YouTube has like, yeah, you know what I mean? YouTube has those guidelines where if you say something fucked up, they just instantly remove it. That's how far this young man was taking it. And I went to his channel, and of course, he's some goofball gamer, you know, trying to do little voiceovers over his little Twitch streams, like no subscribers. Not saying we're big time yet, but this dude was complete cornball. And he was saying some real cash money fucked up shit. The type of shit, Dr. Bridges, I would say, that if he were in any either of our presence, if he were to say it, he'd be 100 yards away with a bullhorn. Type of shit.
He'd have got bink-binked.
Yes, he would have got, yes, bink-bink. Which, by the way, we got some more preseason football bink-bink coming, which I'm looking forward to. So the point I'm trying to make on today's edition of Blue's Got Time is, don't say shit to people that you would never, ever, ever in your wildest dreams say to their face. If you want to give us critical feedback about how we could do better, that's fine. Hell, we know some of you have tried to get in your little jokes on our reaction videos in the past. Cool. But when you say fucked up shit that's racist and just fucked up in general, we know you're going for attention. Because as soon as I pulled up old boy's channel, I'm like, you know, it must be a nice view from your mother's basement. I know that you've never felt the love of a woman. I know it pains you to be a virgin and to come at a couple savages like this. I know that you think you know what it is, and I know you think because you can sit behind a keyboard, you think shit is sweet. And young man, just I'm not a religious man per se, but I'm praying for you. And if you want to redeem yourself and actually drop in a real comment, whether you're showing love or actually giving like a good constructive criticism, I'm all good with that. But if you want to continue to live a life where you just, and you probably go around, we're not even the only channel. You probably go around to all these other channels dropping in real fucked up, you know what I mean? Like little bullshit, weak ass, bitch ass, pussy ass comments like you did. And we're not going to give you any shine. I could easily pull up your channel. I could do a whole bunch of exposure. I could
weak
really
ass, bitch yeah. ass, pussy ass.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Word to meth and red. So shout out to you, you incel troll. We hope your life gets better because we don't have any qualms with you. You try to come for us. You wanted your little fame. You know who you are, and we're not even gonna shout out your little username. We're just letting you know that we see you. And, you know, keep trying us because, you know, karma's a bitch. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, maybe, JB, this young man could use some Savage CBD to calm his nerves. That's right. Check out our friends over at SavageCBD.com. Use the code REVIEW for 15% off your first order and free shipping. Get some tinctures. Get some balms. Get some motherfucking gummies. Give me shit for your pets. Cartridges. Calm your nerves, baby. Sometimes you just need some CBD to just, you know, mellow your shit out before you're going to type something fucked up to somebody that you don't even know. Cop some CBD and, you know, get right with the world, and I'm sure things will be okay. So touch base with our friends and tap in with our friends, savagecbd.com. Use the code REVIEW for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. All right. We see y'all falling in. We're into some preseason talk right now. So drop in your comment or question. We will tap in with you over the course of the show. All that. But Dr. Bridges, we got to get to the shit. Week 2 preseason, and it's the Cardinals and the Chiefs. I did not get a chance yet to watch the highlights for this. We are going to pull it up right now. So in Week 2, what are you seeing from your guys? I heard, JB, and I posted this on our Facebook, that Fitz is still mulling his options to come back to the Burger King. Have you been hearing anything in the desert about what Fitz is thinking about doing? Is Fitz going to pull like a Ray Allen and wait until like week 16? What are you hearing about Fitz, man?
Yeah, Fitz is like, there's no need for me to play football right now. Mm-hmm. He said it clearly on his radio show that the football that he is accustomed to playing, and the football that he is a football player he's accustomed to being, is all in. He's not all in right now. So, nah, he ain't coming back, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it would have to be like a dramatic injury thing happen with the Cardinals for him to come back. I don't think Fitz ain't the type of dude to jump on a fucking bandwagon. You know what I'm saying? Fitz is like, if you see me in the woods fighting a bear, help the bear, because I like the rough. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who he is, man. That's one thing I respect about him, and I've always respected about this kid, is that he has no problem working. He has no problem getting dirty and saying, you know what? If this is what we're going to do, we're going to do it this way. That's that. So, Fitz ain't worried about no goddamn Cardinals right now. You know what I'm saying? Fitz chilling.
And speaking of the Cats, you know, on the field, obviously, you know, we're in Week 2. There's one more week after this. What was your kind of general assessment of some of the things that, you know, you may have saw, just, you know, watching the full game or even just watching some of the highlights from the boy gang?
First of all, we were supposed to go to the game, but the game was at 5 o'clock, and I thought it was at 7, and we didn't make it to the game. So I watched the game. I watched the game at Twin Peaks for like the first quarter and a half, right? That's cool. Whatever. You can't tell, Benny. Like, you can't tell. There's nothing for you to talk about. K1 played for like 3 series. It was 3 and outs. They did the most vanilla offense they could possibly do, right? It was horrible, right? To the point where I got frustrated. I ain't want to watch this shit. I'm like, come on, man. Like, listen, if this is what I got to look forward to, then, hey, I'm about to pull a K-Rod, bro, and goddamn start.
No, 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 you don't. Hell no. What? No. Bro. What?
Listen, Benny. If this is all I got to look forward to with the Cardinals, then I will be a Carolina Panthers fan before the season.
Oh, over. No. This, oh, see this no.
Right, you see this shit right here? It will be gone. Hey, the Carolina Panthers show way more love anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a point. But yeah, okay. So give me your specific concern in this moment? Because that's I mean, you know, shit.
The only concern I got is that our old heads are going to need a little time to warm up. That's it. That's it. JJ didn't play. AJ didn't play. Hop didn't play. You know what I'm saying? They put K1 out there to run around a little bit. Connor didn't play because they know he got some injury issues. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like they're really coddling everybody injury-wise, saying, okay, we're not going to play you. We're going to be okay. Everything's love. You're a veteran. We understand and we trust what you do. So don't worry about it. We play the Vikings, right? You'll be on the field and everything will be okay. My concern, Benny, is that our head coach, who is the play caller, don't get it right, bro. I need him to get it right. Yeah. I need him to get it right. Right? I need him to get it right. Not sitting in this fucking beautiful North Scottsdale Paradise Valley home. You know what I'm saying? With his feet kicked up with some bitch feeding him grapes. I don't need that. I need you to call plays correctly, bro. That's what I need, dude. Mm. Point blank, period. So if you call plays right, we got so much talent and our defense is going to be okay. As long as your man do his job.
And that's the general assessment I'm getting. I'm sure the special bird game correspondent, Sean McConnell, shout out to our friends, KSRN Arizona, will be expanding on that when we have all of them boys on for our Savage preview for the entire NFL season. But that's the main thing that I've been hearing is, like, this is very much going to be a Cliff Kingsbury year. I don't think it's an issue with the talent. Is Cliff going to learn from his mistakes from the past, particularly as it relates to D-Hop and some of the veterans that were, you know, kind of checking him in the film room, be like, bruh, we got to get this thing right. This is very much a make or break year, I think, for Cliff. So that's kind of, I can understand the concern, but damn, bro, in the history of the podcast, I've never heard you say on the podcast, shit, I might be, be hashtag keep pounding.
Man, this shit is hard, bro. Pause. Hey, this shit is hard, bro. Like, I can't look. How many times you gonna love a motherfucker that ain't gonna love you back? You know what I'm saying? How long can you love a motherfucker that ain't gonna love you back?
Well, Dr. Bridges, speaking of that, let's move on to my kiddies. Good God Almighty, talk about an abusive relationship. Ooh wee! They played the Steelers. They did not score until the fourth quarter. The Steelers still hung on. Still concerned about them stopping the run, as you can see. I mean, they're letting cats get second level. I mean, again, you know, it's preseason. You got to take shit with a grain of salt. But, JB, I mean, we're watching Roethlisberger. Is Roethlisberger going to be selling a bill of goods this year? Is he going to be Gregory Hines for three weeks and then fucked up?
No. This dude is over.
Right.
I don't know what to say. Right.
This dude is over. Magic beans.
Right. This dude is over, bro. I don't know what to say. Ben, you had your glory days. Glory days. Glory days. That's you, Ben. Right? No, I don't know the words.
Did you hear that in Scottsdale earlier?
No, I don't. No, that's the last thing you're going to hear in Scottsdale. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't know the words to the song, but you have some glorious fucking days, bro. Again, this is the most vanilla bullshit-ass defense you gonna get, man. We saw Ben there last year, and that shit was not a facade. It was not some bullshit. When he was healthy, that's who he was, bro. And they can try to dink and dump all they want, but dinking and dumping will get you the motherfucking first down, bro. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here's what it is. So, kiddies, you know, y'all janky as hell. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna handle y'all business. Y'all gonna do what y'all do. Right? Oh, I mean, y'all are, bro. I'm saying, y'all some janky motherfuckers. I'm sorry. Like, that shit is like, I hate
playing. We're biting kneecaps this year, right? Fuck it. Fuck it. We're biting kneecaps. Something's gotta work.
Hey, bro, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro. Dig that.
All right, so look, I mean, week two. Saw some nice things out of David Blau. I like David Blau. I really hope we don't lose David Blau to a desperate team that needs someone to start. And if we do, we better get a nice little trade package back because David Blau's nice. JB, action on the field wasn't the only thing. Oh, we're bringing back one of our favorite segments that we haven't done in a long time. Ooh-wee, what had happened was, fellas, let me tell you something right now. If a woman gets you into a fight, whether you can fight or not, you need to check her ass, or you need to leave her ass. Probably you need to leave her because if you got a woman that is just talking crazy to anybody, and don't put your hands on a woman. Let's be clear. But if you got a wife, girlfriend, mistress, whatever, that's just talking crazy, and then she's like, yeah, tell him, Randy. You got the wrong one. Let's go to the tape here, Dr. Bridges. Young Karen right here, talking greasy to a young man, slaps him in the face, and now her husband, it just all type of fists, and oh, Tucky Chinser, oh my goodness, oh, it's just out of position, just getting mollywopped. And Karen, what in God's name are you doing, lady? My word. Look at what you got. I mean, my man's like fucking balding. He's got to be like well into his 40s. What are you doing, lady? What in the God? And then telling him to sit down. Bitch, you got his ass whooped. What the fuck are you talking about? Jesus, Karen. Ooh wee.
Listen, man, cut that shit. Turn that shit off. Listen, bro. Listen, bro. So, here's the thing, right? If you can't control your bitch, then shame on you. Right? Shame on you. Listen, she got his ass whooped. Benny, she got his ass whooped. He knew he couldn't fight. He knew goddamn well he couldn't fight. So here's the thing. All right, it's levels to this shit, right? When you fight a motherfucking black man with dreads, you understand that this man has commitment issues, right? He knows how to be committed. He's committed. He grew his hair out, right? So you talk about whooping some ass.
It's a good analogy. I like the analogy.
He'll beat your motherfucking ass because he ain't got no problem having it rough. None. You trying to go dreads, long hair, all that shit. If you ain't never grew your hair out, you don't know the struggles, bro. That shit is frustrating. It's depressing. It's horrible. Like, you know, you think you look horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad. But this man had long ass hair, right? So you might want to kick the fuck back. Now, that's not saying that every man that has long hair can kick your ass. That ain't so. You know what I'm saying?
He just, but he was TTG, and her husband was clearly not.
He was about that life. Yeah. And Buddy was about that, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, right? they were the drunk couple. They should have had that conversation. He should have right over.
He should have snatched her stinking ass down and be like, "Bitch, sit your dumb ass down." That was a bitch sit your dumb ass down moment, right?
Ooh wee, JB. Speaking of the struggle, oh, this warms my heart. The new Olympic Games. Shout out to our guy Uncle Snoop, friend of the show. It's the Milk Crate Challenge. We're taking it to Uncle Snoop's page, and oh my God, this just warms my heart, JB. You know, the new Milk Crate Challenge. People around the country are building pyramids, and you got to walk across these things. And JB, some people just they're doing it for more than the gram. Oh good God Almighty! Someone check his spine. This young lady. I hope you got insurance. Benny,
that's horrible.
I mean, this is, ooh wee.
That's horrible.
This is, oh my goodness. Like a baby doe. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
That's horrible.
This is, oh my goodness. You gotta, Benny. you might as well jump off at this point. You just, Oh no.
Motherfuckers.
Oh no.
Benny. Motherfuckers is hitting the ground like head and shoulder first.
Oh my God!
Reviewers, if you don't
wait. Was that Boosie? That looks like Boosie. Oh my God! Please, Boosie, I really hope this is not a child or a relative of yours. Oh my God! Oh my goodness, Boosie! Oh my God! Oh my God!
No, Billy, look.
Speaking of white people making mistakes, this is standard issue white people shit. What are you doing? Leave this for white people to do.
So that's what I was about to say. Like, this got black folks acting like white folks. We don't do shit like this. Now, don't get me wrong. Black folks love a challenge. You know what I'm saying? I love a challenge. You can't tell me I can't do something and me not do it. All right? But this is some bullshit. My black ass, all 6'6", 200 and some odd pounds of me would never step on them crates, bro. Never. All right, because I know how uncertain that shit is. Nah, man, you can have that. All right, I'll bow out gracefully.
That's like walking on a Jenga tower. What the fuck is that? Jesus Christ!
Jenga tower. Yeah. The Jenga. That's what it's like walking on the Django tower.
Oh my God! We're saving that one. Jesus Christ. Yo, only thing that shit's missing, bro, is we need to see that shit in the dead of winter. Bills Mafia fucking Milk Crate Challenge off the top rope into a table. That's the only thing that shit's missing. That's what I want to see. I mean, shit. That's what I want to see. All right, so look, we're going to get into some review reaction news, but before we do, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue. You know what I mean? Our podcast is on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. 5-star rate and review helps us climb the charts, helps us get seen by more reviewers and savages like yourself, baby. And make sure to drop in a comment or question now. We will get into it over the course of the show. Got more goodness coming up. Of course, we got to talk that Pacquiao fight. We got a movie trailer reaction and more coming up. Pow for some review reaction news, baby. You see it. Boom, boom, That's right. JB, we were rooting for the kid, even though he went to Ohio State. We were rooting for him, and he made some good plays. But Justin Fields had his welcome to the NFL moment, which you're going to check out right here. And, we might have to cover this on Hog Talk. The sweatband and the helmet. Six.
Jeez. We knocking heads off. Yeah.
Shout out to Lil Jon. Oh, my God. Yo. All right. We got this time show. Jeez. And the flag. Oh, the insult to injury. JB, do we need to cover this on Hog Talk? Because, we actually might have to cover, what has happened? Just missed assignment. Good God.
Here's the thing about, turn that shit off, Benny. Here's the thing about this, all right? As a quarterback, you have to know where danger is coming from, right? And that's a part of being an NFL athlete. An NFL quarterback, you have to know where danger is coming from. If you don't know where danger is coming from, odds are you're not going to be a very good quarterback in the NFL.
Oof.
So, as an offensive lineman, I'm going to point to a certain way. That means we are blocking that way, right? That means that whatever way I'm blocking, you have to take care of whatever's coming from that opposite side. So, I'm pretty sure that center said, I'm going this way. Justin Fields like, all right, whatever. All right, cool. I got this. Oh, God. Like, what the He got his head knocked off.
So you're saying this might have been a case of slide protection left, and Justin Fields didn't, you had one job. Check your six.
You had one job. We knocking heads. Yeah.
Welcome to the NFL, Justin Fields.
That's the first thing I thought about, bro. When I saw that shit, Alexa, play "Knocking Heads Off" by Lil Jon.
We knocking heads. Yeah.
Oh my God. Crunk juice, baby. All right, crunk JB. Juice. I don't know if you. I think you may have been on your Wash Gang shit last night. So I don't know if you saw some shit. But Manny Pacquiao took on your Dennis Ugas, who was the last minute replacement because he was supposed to fight Errol Spence Jr., who got hurt in training camp, and he lost allegedly by unanimous decision. Now, I did not see the fight. We're checking out the highlights. But JB, did you see this bout? First of all,
hey, Manny Pacquiao, love you, but stop fighting. Right?
Oh, we're at that point now.
Stop.
Ooh-wee.
Right? Stop. Listen. Bink, 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 bink. It's my assessment of the fight. And all the binks were going against Manny Pacquiao, right? So Manny was, doing Manny things, but homeboy was just in there, bro. Bing, 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 bing. All against Manny Pacquiao. Yeah, he won the fight as he was supposed to. Manny Pacquiao, sit your motherfucking ass down and go run a country. Like, for real. Like, you done.
And
it's a wrap.
He got knocked down in this fight, correct? If I'm not mistaken.
He got knocked down once, if I'm not mistaken. I ain't watched the fight.
Got it.
But
yeah, I mean,
Manny's doing his leads.
Yep. Manny's throwing them hands, but Manny, I mean, if you were gonna be, and you guys is a good fighter. You guys is a good fighter. If they're putting you there in with Errol or Bud Crawford, Jesus, Manny. I mean,
you gotta knock the fuck out, man.
And it's like he's not pulling his hands back. It's like, oh man, you just get CTE. Oh my God, round nine. Is this where it happens?
Go run a country, bro. Like for real. Like your country needs you. Your country needs you.
Ooh,
for real.
Ooh wee.
He busting. Bip bip. He busting.
Yeah.
Bip bip bip.
Just getting him off. Yeah, Manny. I mean, Manny, you're quite the vocalist, man. You're like the songbird of our generation. So you could be in the studio, you could be running the country.
Listen, mad respect to Manny Pacquiao because gotten there, he swung them hands for rounds and rounds and rounds, right? Whereas he shouldn't have. If Errol Spence had been in that fucking ring, Manny Pacquiao might have died.
Oh my God!
Right, like Jesus, for real, can you imagine? He might have died. Like Manny Pacquiao might have died, but because Manny Pacquiao is Manny Pacquiao, he probably would have died. You know what I'm saying? Because Manny Pacquiao is a motherfucking horse. He a stud. You know what I'm saying? So he done went there. He done threw them things with him, and that would have been that, but he probably got knocked down once or twice, right? His mom, I mean, his old lady, like, goddamn, baby. Come on, baby, got his ring.
Ooh, wee. Jesus. Oh, my
baby,
God.
Baby, we got kids.
Manny.
Damn,
you've had a hell of a career, man. I mean, you know, if you want to get in there with Errol or Bud, I mean, hey, we just let you know the review's trying to look out for you. All right, that's all we're gonna say.
Do what you gotta do, bro. Do what you gotta do.
All right, JB, keeping it moving. I've been hearing about this, and I'm very interested to know your take. No pun intended. Allegedly, Max Kellerman is out of here on a first take. And they're saying that it would just be like Stephen A. versus like all these different opponents. Number one, did you hear about this? And number two, you know how we feel. The reviewer, OG reviewers know how we feel about these fucking talking head debate shows and ESPN and all this shit. But what are your thoughts about Max potentially leaving First Take, and what should they do moving forward?
Who gives a fuck, bro? Like, it ain't like motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, homie just made the show. Like, it ain't like Max Kellerman was just like dropping mad science, you know what I'm saying? Who cares, bro? Like, that's what analysts do. They move on to better positions, right? The only reason why Stephen A. Smith is still on air is because they got strings attached to his fucking shoulders, his head, and his motherfucking neck. Because he's their puppet.
Oh, man.
So, of course, goddamn, he's there. Getting that big money. So Max, you know what I'm saying? Max, honestly, I mean, sometimes I think Max is like, okay, he said that, he really said that, but sometimes I think Max just be really on his own shit. And they let him do it. But from what I've experienced in that business, what I see is that Max has said, you know what, I am tired of motherfuckers telling me what I can and can't say, and I'm just going to go this way from here on out. Right? Less money don't matter, more freedom. I can dress the way I want to dress. It don't fucking matter. Whatever.
That's the impression that I get, because from what I understand, reading a couple articles, it's not a final decision, and he has a couple shows. Like, he's got his boxing show, he's got his radio show. Like you said, Stephen A, you know, that bag came with some conditions. Like, if we're gonna give you them M's, if we're gonna give you a basketball salary, then Stephen A, you're about to have 50 million shows. Here's a thought, JB. Every time you watch these debate shows, they always have the moderator. Oh, it's always like some eye candy type person, right?
Right.
I'm wondering, I kind of actually want to see Stephen A debate a woman, because I feel like if he debated a woman, she would take a different tactic against him, because Stephen A is the type of cat that says a lot of shit but says nothing. You know what I mean? He's very eloquent. He's got a big vocabulary.
Like LeBron.
He says a lot of shit, but he takes a while to make his point. So do you feel like they need to switch the game up and stop having, like, it's always like the pretty woman that's always like the moderator who doesn't get to say anything? They need to switch it up.
So, of course, like, that's like a fucked up ass approach anyway, you know what I'm saying? To have a moderator who's a woman, like, pretty woman, sitting in the middle of all this shit, trying to regulate and make sure these cats do what the fuck she wants them to do. Like, that's bullshit, right? Okay? Give me somebody who got some fucking mouthpiece, like Jermell Hill. You know what I'm saying? Somebody who cut in and be like,
that hey, would look. Be, yeah.
Be like, look, this blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you said this. Right now, make your point, whoever the fuck this next person going to be. There are so many other analysts on ESPN who can rival, and I use that word loosely, Stephen A. Smith, mm-hmm. right, on this show. So, nah, Max Kellerman, you do what the fuck is best for you, point blank period, and go on about your business. Right? It is what it is.
You know who would have been dope if they didn't fuck off the relationship was Maria Taylor. If they would have got Maria Taylor, I would love to see Maria Taylor go head up against Stephen A and fucking get and shut his hairline ass up. Because Stephen A tries to bully cats and he doesn't have anything to say. It's like, bro, like, you Stephen really A, just talk.
Stephen A tries to use his extensive experience, you know what I'm saying, to, like, make people feel inferior about what he knows and so on and so on. Man, fuck Stephen A, bro.
Fuck Stephen A. Baby.
Fuck Stephen A. How about that?
Bro. JB, speaking of, you know, people trying to tell people what to do and what to say, oh, they're coming for our girl, man. They're coming for Sha'Carri Richardson. Get latest race. She finishes last. You know what I mean? They're writing her obituary. And you know, people were trying to come for her after her post race interview. But man, if you are her mentor, if you're Coach Bridges in her corner, what are you saying to Sha'Carri to lift her up and keep her going and let her know that she's the one, like she knows that she is, man. We gotta lift her up, bro.
Nothing. I'm gonna tell her one, control your emotions. Right? Because these ladies have been running literally for the last 2 months, right? So control your emotions, all right? You got put out of the Olympics, so you hadn't ran a race in almost 2.5 months, right?
Correct. People forget that.
So, yeah, you've been running, you've been training, so on and so forth, but it's a difference. It's just like any other sport, professional sport that you do. Competition amongst competition is different than you saying, I'm going to step on the field and I'm going to go out and run, right? So, I would tell her, yo, control your emotions. It's okay. Speak with your actions. They speak way louder words. So,
right.
You finish how you finish. And everybody saw it because everybody's watching you and they was waiting on you to do a certain thing. So, finish with your actions next time, right? Finish with your actions. Point blank, period. Finish with your actions. That's all I'm going to tell her.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Speaking of finishing with actions, oh, we don't talk a lot of baseball on this podcast, but when we do, we make it stick. Shout out to friend of the show, future guest, hopefully. This man should have his jersey retired with my Detroit Tigers. Miguel Cabrera hit his 500th home run, baby. I love to see it. I love to see it. Here it is right here. In case you missed it, they were playing the Blue Jays. Bow! End of the bat. Right center. And, yeah, man, Miguel Cabrera, shout out to you, man. 500 club. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, shout out to you for staying with the Tigers. I know that they had their championship window, and they're definitely rebuilding right now. So, man, that's super dope, man. 500 homers for Miguel Cabrera. Man, I actually thought he was going to do it about a week or two ago. So, actually, he was sitting on 499 for a second. But, yeah, man, one of the greatest hitters of the generation, and man, making it look good. Shout out to Miguel, man.
All I'm gonna say is this, man, is baseball money is just different.
It is though. Shout out to Bobby Bonilla. Bobby Bonilla Day.
Just different. Baseball money is just different, bro.
Yep. Exactly. All right, before we get on up out of here, of course, you can always drop a question or comment if you're tapping. We see people falling in, falling out. It's okay. We appreciate everybody watching. You'll be able to check this out in podcast form on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. All right. So now we're going to get to it. Savage reaction for a movie called Lady of Heaven. I don't really know anything about this movie, but shout out to Man of Good Will, assuming his name is Will on YouTube. He personally requested this on our last podcast episode, which you can find at JB and Benny Blue on our YouTube. So we're going to pull that up right now, JB. We're going to react to this trailer. It's called Lady of Heaven. I guess it's coming out this year. The historical untold story of Lady Fatima. I don't have any context about this, but damn it, we're going to watch right now. This is the Lady of Heaven trailer. Make sure to pull it up. Okay, cool. Bam, Lady of Heaven trailer. Let's check this thing out.
The world is in shock as a group of terrorists has taken control of large areas of Syria and Iraq.
The world can be a cruel and dangerous place. Remember, even if you're afraid, be strong. Your loving mother, Fatima.
Did your mother ever tell you the story of the Lady of Heaven?
She was very special.
Daughter to the Prophet Muhammad.
My time is near. And afterwards, my lovely Fatima.
Pause the goddamn shit, Benny.
Trials. Bam.
Now, first and goddamn foremost, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about the saying, all right? So everybody that's saying should look like me. That's first and foremost, okay? So everybody in the sand should look like me, right? That's That's the only thing that's coming to my brain right now is that there's come on, Hollywood. God damn, Hollywood. Ain't we had enough of this shit? Just let it ride, Benny. Go ahead, man. God damn.
With my father no longer here to lead us, evil is with those who will extinguish the light of truth.
Pause it, Benny.
Damn.
Why people got English accents?
They always do that in Middle Eastern movies. They always have English accents.
What the fuck? I know hella motherfuckers from Egypt and so on. Come on.
Right, bro. They have Egyptian accents. What the fuck? I know. It's a Hollywood thing. Come on, Hollywood. You better than that.
Come on, Hollywood.
Although visually looks
good. And it's the same fucking music from like fucking from Troy.
Is it really? I gotta roll that back.
Please.
Okay.
Let it run, Benny. God damn it.
We're gonna let a woman tell us what to do. We will burn her
out. Oh shit.
God will judge all of you. This world has become a breeding ground of violence. The shadow will be cast across many generations to come. It said some people are so full of faith. They give strength to everyone around them.
The greatest thing in this life and the hereafter is the spreading of peace in the world.
Lady Fatima's goodness inspired people to stand up, no matter what the cost. Her legacy lives on.
Okay.
Benny.
Coming soon.
Benny. I am thoroughly confused. I don't know what the fuck just happened. I don't know what just happened. What the fuck was that? Right? Like, that's the trailer you give me? You're like, oh, who the fuck are you? What the fuck is Fatima? Like, who the fuck? Man, come on, bro. Chill. For real, bro. Like,
I mean, I'll watch it. I'd watch it. I mean, it's interesting.
That's my type of movie, right? I love those type of movies, so I'm going to watch it. I watched Prince of Egypt, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth, like all those movies, like Troy, and I mentioned Troy, I referenced Troy earlier. I will watch those type of movies, but goddamn, what is this shit? Whatever, bro. Like, hey, Hollywood, y'all need to come with some real shit, bro. Mm-hmm. For real. Hey, real shit, though? You want to talk about some real shit? Candyman, the remake, I'm all for it.
Oh yeah, listen, the wife and I already are tickets booked. We are going to see that this coming weekend. So Candyman definitely. But shout out to Man and Goodwill. We appreciate you tapping in our comics and dropping in it, because that was a. I don't feel like I grasped the entire story, but I appreciated the production value and how it was shot. It looks like it's going to be an entertaining movie, nonetheless. Well, reviewers, that's about it. If you're falling out on the live stream, whether you're on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, you can drop in a question or comment now as we're getting out of here. And of course, make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. Of course, hop on over to savagecbd.com, use the code review for 15% off your first order and free shipping. And of course, football season is right around the corner, baby. If you want to sponsor us, get at us, JB and Benny Blue Review at gmail.com for all that, whether it be on the live stream, podcast, both social media, newsletter, and everything in between, baby. And that is pretty much it. Dr. Bridges, let's get the folks something uplifting. We need us, baby. We need us. Let the people know.
So
let the people know.
Man, listen. We Need Us is a segment that's about us needing we, right? Mm-hmm. That just is what it is, man. Like, continue to love on one another. Continue to be empathetic to one another. Continue to believe in. Continue to believe in one another. Right? Everybody's not bad, and I can point out every race that's fucked up. Right? Literally, I can point out every race that's fucked up. Right? Black, white, other—it don't fucking matter. Right? I can point out every race is fucked up. So continue to believe in us, continue to need us, continue to lean on us. Because we need us. All right. Other than that, man, follow us on all major streaming platforms. Anything you got on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, social media, whatever. All social media. At JB and Benny Blue Review. All right. YouTube, at JB and Benny Blue Review. Like us. Subscribe on iTunes. 5-star review us, bro. Like, tell us you love us, man. Tell us you hate us. It don't fucking matter. You just saw we just got them banged on somebody. Right? Benny had time. He just banged on somebody. Right? So, it don't matter. Like, tell us you love us. Tell us you hate us. It don't fucking matter, bro. We here. We're going to do the damn thing all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with us. You got questions, comments, concerns? Our YouTube page is full of content. Also, with like JB's fucking hog talk, all that shit. Hog, you know what I'm saying? If you want to ask questions, please ask questions because I will answer your question gladly. Right? All that shit is here, man. Right here. JB and Benny Blue Review. Fuck with us at jbandbennyreview.com, at gmail.com. We will answer any questions, concerns, comments you have, bro. We got you. We're going to cover this shit. It just is what it is, man. And always, man, we appreciate y'all rocking with us on the live stream. If y'all listen to us on the podcast version, it don't matter, bro. But we here. We love y'all. This is episode what, Benny?
189, baby. 189. We got fantasy football details coming this week for the For the People League. Of course, we're going to have the KSRN boys on soon because we're breaking the seasons right around the corner. We got one more week of preseason, then a break, and then we're in the shit. We are just, let everybody let you know, JB said this last week, we're switching to Wednesdays. We know the Sundays can be good for some people. Some people are doing their own thing, sipping their tequila, you know, hanging with the family, doing what you got to do. But during football season, we're going to hit you right in that perfect sweet spot, baby. Wednesday nights coming up here in just a couple weeks. And we're going to be breaking down the entire season. It's our best time of the year, man. This is where we have the most fun. This is where we get the most love from you guys. Football season's right around the corner. I cannot wait. And, yeah, man, 189, we appreciate y'all tapping in with us. Follow us at JB and Benny Blue, jbandbennybluereview.com. And that's it. Until next week, we are out, baby.
Hello.
Yeah, buddy. Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue. And damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months. So wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code FREESHIPPING at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at Trends Collab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB and Benny Blue Review podcast.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.